Coleman's Independent Radio Music from the Beatles and All My Loving on Coleman's Independent Radio Station. We are live 95, 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. This is WRJMLP Coleman, and that means it's time for Sports Talk Live, which we do every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. This program is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, and if you'd like to sponsor the show, hey, we'd love to hear from you too. Or, hey, you just want to call and comment, we can do that too. 256-734-9505, just like the frequency, 9505. Your host, Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey, we
want to sound like a professional. Am I getting better at that?
Oh, yeah, but absolutely. We want to correct one thing you said, Jay.
What's that?
That phone number is 737-9505.
I give up.
You called it out 734.
I do that every time.
Hey, if the owner of the station don't know the number.
That's right.
That's because nobody put it on a sheet of paper in front of me.
Well, you've got it right
on the board. It's on the board right, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the board, right?
There's no expectations for us then.
All right,
Jason, I didn't have time today, but I was going to start out by playing the Auburn fight song, and then I was going to make it sound like the record just slowed down and fell off the record player.
Yeah.
But I didn't have time.
I'm
so
glad you didn't.
Spared today.
Welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition. Only, let's see, three more Sports Talk Lives until Thanksgiving and the Iron Bowl.
That's exactly right. I was trying to count the three. So
yeah,
that's
like next week.
All right, we will be here today, Thursday and Tuesday, and then everybody be at home eating turkey and dressing.
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving.
Be passed out on the couch after the turkey takes
effect. Oh, yeah. Do you believe? Have you heard that turkey makes you sleepy?
Oh yeah.
Do you believe that, or you
absolutely?
Think it's
just,
I think every food on the plate makes me sleepy.
Yeah, me too.
Much of it is I eat.
When I eat
thank
lunch.
You.
I'm just like a baby getting a bottle, I'm talking
you
about.
You gone.
Oh, yeah. Lunch puts me to sleep.
For a man that never sleeps, you know, you got to sleep when you
gotta
get in.
Got to get it sometime.
That's exactly right.
You got to get it sometime.
That's right.
All right. For those of you who may not know, if you don't know, you're probably not listening to the show right now. So,
Donald Trump was elected president last
Donald
season.
Trump was elected president. And, boy, that is as far as what's going on between Trump and Obama, and I have to brag on President Obama. I will even call him President Obama right now.
He has been
a champion through this, and, man, he's given some good speeches and you know, fake or not fake.
Yeah.
He is saying what he needs to say.
Absolutely, and I'm with you, Jason. I give him complete, total 100% credit for how he's handling this situation. So, kudos to President Obama.
Yeah.
And I believe he's honestly trying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he wants his team and he wants the transition to be smooth and all. Whether you agree with anything that he's done, that's beside the point. But, I believe in giving people credit when credit is due, and he deserves the credit that he's at least putting before the American people.
Boy,
can I have about $10,000 worth of credit, Ronnie? I appreciate
yeah.
that. That'd be good. Credit's due right here, back room.
I hear you. But I was surprised.
Did you hear him calling, more or less calling out the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
And just saying they got outdone, basically.
Yeah.
They got outworked, out-hustled, and didn't call Hillary by name, but more or less said, hey, if you hadn't been so lazy.
Well, might have been the first time that he ever gave us an indication that he wasn't delusional.
Well, that may be true as well, but I think certainly nobody could argue that Trump didn't outwork her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, he's out working and she's home.
But, Ronnie, again, and don't want to get anything stirred
exactly.
up here, but what do you think? Hillary won the popular vote by 700,000,
yeah,
something like
that.
Is this system not warped when you can win by 600,000 or 700,000 votes, which is small You know, you're talking about 125 million votes.
Right.
But still, if we were on that end, we would be jumping up and down wanting a change.
I agree. But as it stands right now, I like this.
Yeah.
If we went by the popular vote instead of the Electoral College, then rural America would not count.
That is true.
I agree with that. I don't know. Well, the way it is now, Jay, our vote is worth more than those big cities.
I think they're weighted pretty equally.
Then how does Hillary win by 600,000 and lose the election?
Because go look at the big maps, and you'll see that all of the blue, well, I said this when we were having our little mini political show, all of the blue is around the bigger cities. That's where most of the people live.
But the person who gets the most votes should win the election.
And then rural America wouldn't matter.
Yes, it would.
Uh-oh.
How do you figure that? The way it is now, you can say the big cities don't matter.
The big cities are weighted a little bit less than rural America because the populations are centered around the big cities.
Which makes no sense. I mean, why not? What's wrong?
I agree. I wouldn't want to live in a big city. That's why I live in rural America.
What is wrong with one vote, meaning one vote? I mean, why is that so difficult? Why should our vote be worth more than that of somebody in Boston, Massachusetts?
You've got a good argument there.
Trust me, I'm glad it is right now, but I'm just saying one of these days it's going to be flipped.
Well, of course.
And we're not going to be happy.
But for now.
For now, enjoy it.
Oh, hit a home run.
All right, enough of that crap.
Well, you should look up the results of the popular vote for like the last 20 years. I think I saw an article on this, and I believe the Republicans have won the popular vote maybe once in the last six elections.
Yeah, probably so. Probably the last time may have been Reagan that the Republican won the popular vote.
That's very likely true. Yeah,
because there's just more Democrats.
More people getting the government check. I'm sorry, Sheila, if you're listening. I'm not meaning that toward anybody. It's just the
50%,
fact.
Isn't it?
Yeah. The Democratic Party is the party that likes to have people dependent on the government.
Well, sure.
And that's not saying... that Democrats are lazy or anything like that. No. They're hardworking as anybody else, but they've got a different viewpoint.
That's an easy vote for them.
The root of that is the colonists that were in, like, you know, New York and were in, like, Pittsburgh, they realized that there were going to be other smaller colonies and that they needed a say as well. And if they did not do it the way that we do it, then, you know, the dominant colonies would always carry the dominant voice. So I see why they did it, and I agree with why they did it.
Which was good when the Mayflower came.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even now, look at the map and look at the population centers and you go, you know, that's not even probably 10% of the geography of the United States of America, but yeah, that's where all the power is.
Agreed.
One vote. Sports.
So anyway, sports
Auburn
talk live.
Loses to Georgia in a terrible performance by the Auburn Tigers. 154 total yards, no first downs in the second half. Sean White, you may know, but I think he was 4 of 21, 4 of 22 passing.
Just looked awful. Just the absolutely. Passes, but maybe, you know, they didn't want to play him. They've been playing him. I mean, he's got to be hurt. He's not that bad.
No, he's played well. The SEC 79%, 79-point-something percent completion rate.
Yeah, so it wasn't even close, a lot of it, mm-mm. You know.
And when he did, was on target, they'd drop it.
Yeah. Which
it
certainly
did. You see the one where he threw it right on target, and he's holding his arms out, and it goes right between his arms, don't even touch him.
Yeah. It was one of those days for Auburn that, you know, everybody has those at some point in time during the season. You just hope. Jason, we talk about this a lot. You're not going to get, no coach is going to get their players to play at peak performance every week. It is impossible to do. If you can get them to play at peak performance three, maybe four times a year, you're probably going to have an outstanding year. It's when you have those games that you underperform, you don't play well, for whatever the reason, whether it's injuries, whether it's penalties, whether it's just, you know, you're mentally not there, you're drained, whatever the excuse may be, That's when that separates the great teams from the good, and the good from the fair, and the fair from the poor. That if you can play bad and you still find a way to win.
Right. But don't you think Auburn would have got up for Georgia, the South's oldest rivalry?
Well, you would have thought so. You know,
and all they had to play for, and now they basically have nothing to play for.
Other than, you know,
maybe a New Year's Day bowl.
Yeah, other than being able to say, you know, hey, we beat Alabama, but if you do beat Alabama, they're still going to the championship.
Take
game.
That and a dollar to the store, and it'll get you a cold.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So there's no question they blew their opportunity to do something that 4 or 5 weeks ago I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined was possible.
No, they probably have outperformed what I thought they would do, but, boy, they get your hopes up and then drop you like a cold piece of ice.
Yeah. It was bad.
Answer this for me. We know the quarterback situation at the first part of the year. It was musical chairs. Why Saturday at some point was Franklin not put in the game just to say, hey, let's see
if we can play a little bit?
He may have played two snaps.
Okay.
He run a sweep one time, and I don't know how much he picked up. He had a fairly good game.
And he can fly.
Oh, yeah. At least give us a running game.
My question is move him completely out of that quarterback spot and put him at a receiver, put him at a tailback. He's probably the fastest kid on the team.
Yeah, he can flat but, get down the field.
But he's not he can't throw the football. I mean, he can throw it.
He could have threw the ball as good as
you're right.
Sean White did.
He did. He could have. There's no question. But I don't know the answer to that, Jason. You know, you would think that at some point in time you would give somebody else an opportunity to.
Yeah.
Because all you need is one drive.
Yeah, maybe late third quarter, early fourth quarter. I could see when it got down to the last couple of drives not wanting to put him in because he is a little careless with the ball.
Sure.
But. Man, before then, looked like to me they would have given him a chance, but hey, I don't make $5 million to make those calls.
So. That's right. So hey,
and Gus won't very long if he keeps that up.
No, if you have mini games where you have 153, is that what it was?
154, I think.
154 yards.
Don't short us a yard. We need every one of them.
Sorry about that. 154 yards of total offense, which is the worst performance that Auburn's had since the Iron Bowl in 2012, where they had 163 yards or something.
Yeah, I remember that game. That's probably the only Iron Bowl that I didn't watch all of.
Yeah.
I watched probably a series into the second half and then turned it off and went about my business.
Yeah.
Alabama took care of business as usual, 44-3. Line 30, 29.5, 30 points. A lot of people thought that was too high. Entertainment purposes only. I'm proud of Alabama. And once again, I was right on the taking the team Alabama plays and going under on their total points.
Did you win that?
Yeah, it was 10.5, and 3 is a long way from 10.5.
Yeah.
Not many times has that been a loser this year.
Yeah. I just thought it was another. You know, and it gets, I don't really know, I wouldn't say it gets boring because, you want your team, regardless who you cheer for, you want them to do well, you want to perform well. It's just like, okay, it's the next week, who are we going to beat by 20, 30, 40 the next week?
And Alabama went into this one, a Mississippi State team, which is a bad team, but it's still the SEC West, but they went into it. Like it was a practice game.
Absolutely.
Said they were going to work on passing.
You're exactly right. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
We can go through some of the stats a little bit later, but, Jalen Hurts, he was throwing it all over the football, all over the field. And, but again, we can go through those things later, but you're right. They used it just as a glorified inter-squad game.
And Randy, answer this for me. Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're going to say, but this year, there seems to be two extremes with the Alabama, not only the Alabama people, but everybody, myself included. You have those that think this may be the best Alabama team ever, that they are heads and shoulders above everybody in the nation. It's just a matter of time, not if they'll win it, but just a matter of time till they win it. And then you've got a camp that thinks, hey, this Alabama team is, yeah, they're good, but they're not the Alabama teams of the past. They can be had. They're not sold on Hurts. Where do you fall in that camp? Is this the best Bama team ever?
Let me say this. Sitting here right now today, and they're 10-0. I'm going to say no. Don't ask me what the best team is because I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have an answer for that. But as they stand right now, 10-0, I would say no, it's not the best team that's ever been in Alabama. However, if they win out, they win the playoff, and they go undefeated and win a national championship, I might say.
If they go through it and, say, get in the playoffs and have two squeakers but win both of them, is it still the best team, or do they have to go out and dominate for it to be the best team? And we don't really know because the other Alabama teams didn't have to play in the playoff.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So it's kind of hard to say, Jason, you know, and everybody's going to have a different, you know, they're going to have a difference of opinion. But for me, I can't think of a better one. You know, I mean, defensively, who, what year was the best defensive team? You know, I think back to the 92 team, you know, that beat Miami. Gosh, they were outstanding as well. And there was a lot of NFL players on that club as well. Was that defense better than this defense? Or, you know,
I'm going to try to look up as the day goes on, compare Alabama defense this year to some of the previous years. I'm sure their offense is far above the average year at Alabama.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like they were saying, it's as good as any and better than most. Right. And it may very well end up being, you know, the best thing. But, you know, the thing that we heard, you know, earlier in the season was this, you know, this was not Alabama's year.
Yeah, this is transition
year. That next year, they're supposed to be better than they are this year.
And they probably will be. That's scary.
You know, it's just, it really is. Whether you like Alabama, whether you hate Alabama, you just have to marvel at what Saban and his staff has been able to do in his time that he's been there. I mean,
it's like the old saying, Runny, the rich get richer.
Yeah.
And once you get that, like millionaires, once they become a millionaire, right, they say, you know, they could be broke and become a millionaire again once they figure it out. Saban has it figured out.
Yeah.
And it's just like accumulating interest all the time when they reloading players.
He never touches the principal, does he?
Alabama gets what they want.
That's right.
And leaves the rest to everybody else.
That's exactly right. And I think as of last week, I believe, or maybe week before last, out of the ESPN, you know, the ESPN does the top 300. Out of the top 12, they had already gotten three or four already out of the top 12, you know, out of that. So, and they'll get more as it goes on. But you said it right. They pick who they want. They draft who they want, and then they leave everybody, you know, leave good players for other schools to get. Right. And I don't know when that trend's going to. I don't know when that's going to change.
Probably not until Nick Saban,
you know,
retires.
And then it's going to carry on for a period of time because those players he recruited, you know, they're going to be there two or three more years. So you may not see that drop off until, you know, a couple years after he's gone.
Would you not hate to be the coach that follows Saban?
Well, I tell you what, you can never live up to that. Mm-mm. I don't care who you are. You're never going
to
live up to that.
If Alabama were to, if Nick Saban turned in his resignation today, where do you think Alabama would look for a coach? Who do you think would be the top couple of people on their list?
Dabo.
That's who I think. And I think that would probably be a good choice.
Exactly, because he's done a fantastic job at Clemson.
Clemson, not near the material.
Here you sit. I'm the head coach at Clemson. I'm trying to recruit this five-star, or here I am at the University of Alabama. Has won four out of the last seven national championships. Who's got the best chance to get that kid?
No.
But Dabo has done a fantastic job, and he's got a lot of talent. And they're good. Yeah, they got beat, and we haven't really – you know, we haven't hit on that yet, but I know we will before the show's
weekend.
Over. Yeah, you know, a buddy of mine sent a text, says, down goes Frazier. You know, ever all the you know, without except Alabama, all those top four, you know, bit the dust.
And, which again makes me want to go down to Auburn and line them up and kick their tail one by one.
I know,
because they would be sitting in perfect position now.
They certainly would, weren't they? Sitting in about nine when that Auburn was in nine. Texas A&M, I believe, was eight.
If they win and beat Alabama, go to the SEC championship, win the SEC championship, which this is a tall order, but we're just in dreamland. Alabama and Auburn, I think, both end up in the playoffs.
I would agree with you completely.
And considering probably playing each other the first game.
And maybe, well, considering how all these other teams, you know, with 2, 3, and 4 biting the dust.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Can you imagine that? Alabama at 1, Auburn at 4, and playing each other the first game.
You think they put them at 1 and 4, or you think they put them 2 and 3 and put them in the national championship if they won? I don't know.
It'd be nice to know you had that matchup.
Yeah.
Where one of them might bite the dust.
That's right.
Around,
so. But, however, that's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, there's no opportunity for
we
that.
We probably had the best chance this year for that to happen as we're going to have.
Yeah.
Everything fell in place except for Auburn.
That's right. Yeah, and they fell on their face.
Right. So, all right, let's talk about the upsets. We got about 3 minutes, so you want to just tell everybody what they were, and then we'll talk about it when we come back.
Well, we can do that, Jason. If you were happen to have not seen any sports as of this past weekend, and you have not heard, you had several teams who bit the dust. Alabama was at 1. Was it Clemson at 2?
Yeah,
Jason. 3 was Michigan, and 4 was Washington. Well, all of those clubs bit the dust. 2, 3, and 4 all got beat. Auburn was sitting at the 9 spot, I believe, Jason. Mm-hmm. They went down. Texas A&M, who was, I believe, was ranked ahead of Auburn, right. They also went down. So it's going to be very interesting when the college football playoff poll comes out later today.
Doesn't it come out 6 our time?
I think that's right. It comes out right as we'll be going off.
We can hear that on the way to the house.
That's exactly right. To see, you know, what happens with the rankings, and I know we'll talk more about that after we come back from our break. But that's what happened over the weekend. It's fruit basket turnover. The only thing that's consistent and hasn't changed from beginning of the year is Alabama sitting at the top. And that's where, you know, after week 12 or on week 12, they're still sitting at top, and they'll be the unanimous number one for whatever that's worth.
I've already told you this, Ryan, but I want to share this in the last minute before the break. Auburn fans can take comfort because I was told today what happened Saturday. Auburn put up a smoke screen.
Smoke screen.
Now, this guy told me this in all seriousness, so – I mean, he was 100% serious.
Yeah.
They put up a smoke screen.
Did he have Kool-Aid for lunch, Jason?
No, he's had Kool-Aid all his life. In order to fool Alabama, so Alabama wouldn't think Auburn was as good and wouldn't take them serious, and then Auburn can beat Alabama.
Yeah.
So I say, you mean to tell me they're willing to give up a chance to play in the SEC championship, a chance to play in the national playoffs, just to fool Alabama?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. So. So take comfort. That was just a trick by Gus Malzahn. So.
A smarter man than anybody to give you credit for.
He's probably the smartest man in the nation.
Ever has been.
Yeah. 4:25 and 12 seconds. Time for a break. We'll be back. Sports Talk Live, talking football as usual. Stay with us.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service to another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition's standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo! It's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Friday, December 9th at the Coleman Civic Center, the music, the moves, the memories of the King lives on. Christmas with Elvis, the ultimate tribute event as Stephen Freeman performs Elvis's Christmas gospel and rock and roll hits live on stage. Advance tickets on sale at KingTributeLive.com and the Coleman Civic Center. One night with you, Coleman, to prove Elvis is still the king. Don't miss Christmas with Elvis at the Coleman Civic Center, Friday, December 9th at 7:30. Visit KingTributeLive.com for more information.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Sports Talk
Tuesday
Live.
Afternoon.
And guess what? It's dry.
Yes, it is.
I thought this morning that...
Chance of rain this weekend.
Well, I thought it was coming this morning. It was probably before your time, but
it's
about
sprinkled.
5:15.
Oh, that's before my time.
The radar showed rain in the western part of the state.
I heard it rain. It was raining over around Hamilton or something like that.
I mean, a nice rain. Looked like it was coming this way, and then it fizzled out.
Well, it sprinkled a little bit. I was at Summerton today.
And you got a sprinkle?
Yeah. Had to turn windshield wipers on twice.
Wow. Hey, speaking of the weather, brings me to the moon. Did you see the moon last night?
I did not see the moon. I heard some people on the radio and some guys that I was with today was talking about it and said it was phenomenal.
Huge. Oh, yeah, huge. It was the next time the moon will appear that big will be 2034.
Huge, I tell you. It's huge. The last like nothing you've ever seen.
Was 1940-something. It's supposed to be 30% brighter and 14% bigger.
Will it be that way tonight?
I'm sure it'll be, but it won't be as big as last night. I think last night was
the peak performance.
Yeah, but the Earth is closer than to the moon than it will be at any time until 2034. So
2034. I don't know if we.
And you know, people say there's not a God. So tell me how everything orbits and stays without hitting something.
I know it's just
I mean, if you Earth has rotated.
Yep.
Around and around
stars,
for millions of years.
Never
a wreck.
Never one.
It looked like, you know, it would get off course and hit the moon or drift off. It
just doesn't happen. Mm-mm. So, hey, Jason, we'll get back on the playoff and then the teams that got beat this past week and see, you know, what we think the committee will come up with a little bit later. But let's change gears. We had a little bit of county basketball going on last night.
Right. Excuse me, but can I eat the baby Ruth while you tell this?
You go right ahead. We had one game. One of our county teams played last night. It was Good Hope. They played over at Arley, Meek High School. And we got to give a huge congratulations or a shout out, Drew Adams, first year varsity coach at Good Hope, has his Good Hope Raiders off to a 4-0 start.
Wow.
So he has them.
He has never lost a game.
He has never lost a game, and it might be, you know, it's about time to quit.
Yep.
But congratulations to Good Hope again as they travel over and play the Meek Tigers, beat them 66-49. So they're 4-0. Also, a big congratulations to Amanda Swan. She is the new varsity girls coach at Meek. I'm sorry, at Good Hope. And she also defeated Meek last night. She doubled them up. She beat them 50-25. So congratulations to her for getting her first victory as a varsity head coach. So those are the only games that were played last night, Jason, as far as basketball goes.
What does it look like, Ronnie, and you may not want to say?
I will.
But what does it look like as far as the county boys and girls? Who's going to be strong? And
yeah. If somebody's going to make a prediction, I'll go ahead and make a prediction. The varsity boys winner in the county tournament will be Holly Pond. The varsity girls winner in the county tournament will be Cold Springs.
Year in, year out, that'd be a pretty safe bet.
That's a pretty safe bet. Both of them have some outstanding talent. Holly Pond has a ton of kids back. I think Mitch has got like 12 kids on his varsity. His number 12 would start at most of the other schools.
Wow.
I'm not trying to, you know, have them snake bite them or anything by the things I'm saying, but I truly believe, without a doubt, this is the best potential team he has ever had. And I'll go a step further. If they play up to their capabilities, what I think they are capable of doing, they are capable of winning a state championship.
Wow.
I did
not know that.
They are, and I'll tell you another one, Jason, that's also, I think, is capable of, if they play up to their potential, can stay healthy, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. You know as well as I do. You're going to have some luck. You're going to have to stay healthy. You're going to have to, you win a game that you might not should have, or somebody you're playing that's normally really strong is not quite as good as they've been being. So there's many factors that go into getting to that level of competition. But not only do I think Holly Pond's capable of doing that, I think Cold Springs girls are capable too.
And did you hear, you may already know, what's going around the water cooler at work is Cold Springs had an outstanding player move in.
Yes, from John Carroll.
And
big, I think she's a ninth grade girl, big girl. She's as big as as Emmy Willoughby. And Willoughby can play.
Yeah.
And while we're on that subject, congratulations to her. She signed, with UAH. And, she's solid. I mean, she can go.
Let me say this while we're on that subject. Her parents, David and Lanza Willoughby, went to school with both of them. Folks, you're not going to find a better couple, two better people anywhere in the world. I went to school. David played ball with David. They were a year younger than me, but all the years through school, and you're going to fall out when I tell you this, Ronnie, because there's not many of these around. I never heard David talk down about anybody, really talk about anybody, and never heard him say a cuss word in high school.
Is that right?
So that tells you, and Lanza, exactly the same.
Yeah.
In fact, if outside of family, there's two couples that I would have trusted to leave my kids with if I died, and that'd be one of them.
Wow.
Bruce Marlene, another.
Absolutely.
Come down that way. But man, outstanding people.
Yeah.
And great kids.
Yeah. Well, like I said, congratulations to her, because she is already signed with UAH. And she can play. And folks, if you haven't had a chance to go watch, you know, watch them play, do so, because she is a talent and she can play. But the ninth grader, I believe, that has moved in, I think she's about a 6-foot ninth grader. And my understanding is she can flat go.
Yeah.
She also has a brother who is in the seventh grade who is at least 6'2" right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
So, because Eric, Good Hope Middle School played Cold Springs last night, and he said he's pretty solid.
The girl from what is being said, is more than likely, and like you said, things don't happen, you know, against her, but the kind of talent that they say that she will probably be at some point an All-State ball player, that she will make that All-State team. Hey, Smith Lake comes in handy for Cold Springs.
You know, you get, what was it, 2 or 3 years or 3 years ago, they got, you know, the Chambers kid, Tristan Chambers.
Smith Lake.
Who's now at Samford. So,
the sisters, what was their name years ago? Cold Springs made the run, before they made the run. Well, they did go to the state that year. Wilbanks girls moved into Cold Springs. So it helps to
the lake is
right.
It's
Rocky Campbell's daughters, the Campbell girls that were down there moved to Cold Springs. They were at Meek, moved to Cold Springs.
Right. So,
Tammy doing a good job recruiting.
So, but
hey, folks, don't take that seriously.
Yeah, right.
Just having some fun.
Exactly. So, but those are to me the two best teams. Now, that's not saying that they couldn't go out tonight and somebody stripe them from within the county. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying as this whole season plays out, and if they can stay healthy, potentially they are the better teams.
You got my curiosity up now about Holly Pond. I had no idea.
Yeah.
They were looking that good this
they
year.
They are, and while we're speaking of Holly Pond, Drew Jones, who is a player for Holly Pond, has also signed a scholarship at Lee University. So, a big congratulations to Drew.
Where is Lee?
I meant to look that up, but I'm not so sure. I'm not sure.
Sounds like to me it ought to be in Georgia.
Yeah, it does. But I'll look it up and find out for sure exactly where that university is. So, but I think it's a D2 school, Division II school. But congratulations to Drew for signing with Lee University. But again, those are.
All right. Give me who could be their competition.
Okay.
I know Fairview girls going to be pretty strong.
Yes. If we're talking girls, Fairview, I would say Fairview girls would be right up there and certainly very, very competitive with Cold Springs. So I would say, Cold Springs and Fairview. With the boys, you know, I'm saying Holly Pond and then I would probably say West Point, I could be wrong in that. But those are my two picks before we ever get started with the season. Good.
And so, if you love basketball, Thanksgiving coming up, there's nothing better than getting a belly full of turkey and dressing, headed out to Hats Fuller, Holly Pond,
Hatsville
has Christmas Turner, right?
No, they have a Thanksgiving.
Oh, do they?
They have Thanksgiving.
All right. Making sure I had my wheels on.
Yeah, they do.
Holly Pond is, what, 50-something
years? Yeah, the longest-running basketball tournament in the state of Alabama is the Holly Pond Thanksgiving tournament. We'll get some more information for that by next Tuesday, and we'll get you a list of the schools, and we'll find out from Hansville.
Some good ball teams playing in that tournament.
Yeah, so we'll find out the teams that's in it, the game, and the start times, get a copy of the brackets, and we'll go over that next Tuesday. So if you want to, you know, go catch some basketball either at Hansville or Holly Pond during the Thanksgiving holidays, like Jason said, we'll give you, you know, an update as to who all's playing and, you know, time the game start. But Jason, with that thought in mind, talking about playing games tonight, we got basketball going on tonight. We've got West Point, as we said a little bit earlier, West Point is at Holly Pond. So that'd be a good one right there. West Point at Holly Pond. Also, West Point, let me say this. West Point's girls are very strong. Very strong. They may surprise some people. Not necessarily within the county. I think they could potentially certainly make it to Wallace and maybe even more than that. They've got a good club and they're young. So John and Tammy, brother and sister, one at West Point, the other at Cold Springs. You can mark it down. Those are going to be some competitive games right there.
They don't take it very seriously.
No, neither did Danny.
Yeah.
So, but again, tonight, West Point at Holly Pond. Arab is at Fairview. Vinemont's at Cold Springs. Coleman is at Gunnersville. and Dora is at Hansville. Now, that's just tonight, okay? I'll do this quickly. Thursday, Boaz at Coleman, Pennington at Hansville, and then on Friday, Fairview's at Cold Spring.
It's all right. It's just suggested break. Just keep going.
Okay. Friday, Fairview at Cold Springs, Vinemont at Good Hope, Lawrence County at Coleman, Hansville at West Point, and St. Bernard at Winston County. So those are the games that's taking place this week, and certainly we'll, on Thursday, we'll call these games that's out on Friday again.
If I'm not wrong, I think St. Bernard is supposedly going to be pretty strong again this year.
I think so. You're talking about boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost two games last year. They lost in the finals of the area tournament and lost in the sub-region game. So.
Am I wrong? Did I dream is Cold Spring St. Bernard in the same area? Isn't St. Bernard a 1A? I think I was told that St. Bernard and Cold Spring is in the same area.
For some reason, I'm thinking you're correct. I'll double check and see.
All right, so. Jay's needing a break here. We've run 2 minutes OT.
My goodness.
We'll be back. 442, the number 256-737-9505. Call. Talk about Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M, or whoever you want. We'll be right back. It's a shooting roll. Not so serious, girl, why those feet cold? We just getting started, don't you tiptoe, tiptoe. Waste time with the masterpiece, waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby.
Friday, December 9th at the Coleman Civic Center, the music, the moves, the memories of the King lives on. Christmas with Elvis, the ultimate tribute event as Stephen Freeman performs Elvis's Christmas gospel and rock and roll hits live on stage. Advance tickets on sale at KingTributeLive.com and the Coleman Civic Center. One night with you, Coleman, to prove Elvis is still the king. Don't miss Christmas with Elvis at the Coleman Civic Center, Friday, December 9th at 7:30. Visit KingTributeLive.com for more information.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba,
Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Sounds like a coyote call. Yeah,
I can't believe they called that music at some point.
I'm telling you, I was watching, and it may have been an Alabama game, I don't remember, but I could hear that in the background. I mean, it's at almost every athletic event, you're going to hear that. And it's not just college, it's pro, and it doesn't matter about the sport. I mean, it's the same thing.
How long has it been since you've been to an Alabama game in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, 5-6 years or more. Probably more.
When you went last time, did they play that annoying? I mean, and you've got to admit, even Alabama fans say it's annoying. That annoying elephant sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You think Rocky Top gets annoying?
Yeah.
That gets old.
They play it when they score, don't they?
I don't remember when they play it. Okay. It's just. It's bad. It's bad.
Especially if you're there as a visiting team.
Yeah, it's really bad if you're a visiting team. But even Alabama fans are complaining about the elephants.
Oh, man, I got you. Hey, Jason, while we were talking a little bit, you know, about some football, coaches, you know, it's getting late in the year, very late in the year. Got two regular season games left, and then some will be in a bowl game. So, you know, 4 or 5 games max, and that's for those teams in the 4-team playoffs. So this is getting close to that time of the year where, you know, people, the seat gets really, really, really hot, for some coaches out there. Let me just throw a couple. I'm not going to give you all that many, but a list of them here that I see. Tell me whether you agree with it or not. Number one, the person with the hottest seat right now is Mark Helfrich, who is the head coach at Oregon.
No doubt about it.
Would you say
his butt is burned?
What is his chances of remaining?
Zero.
Zero.
Anything short of.
Not even 2%?
No.
Even like a gallon of milk?
He's done.
Okay. He's done.
Did you see that Stanford score? Wasn't it 50-something to 20-something?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I used a lot of somethings in that.
I know.
Wasn't it 50-something to 20-something or something like that?
Yeah, it's something. They've had an awful year. So I think he's number one. Here's a number two name list that they give, and tell me whether you agree or not. Charlie Strong, Texas.
Yes,
what is the percentage of chance that Charlie Strong will be back?
Mm.
You can't say zero.
No, it's not zero for Charlie Strong. I would say 20%, maybe. 1 out of 5.
Okay. Right,
maybe
right.
If he wins out.
They're 5-5 right now. If he can win out and go 7-5.
I think he might get one.
Maybe get to a bowl game.
Win it.
Win a bowl game, 8-5. And that's
I think he might get one.
That's
more
the best case scenario for Charlie. Here's one that I'm glad to see on the hot seat that I've never liked. Tommy Tuberville. Tommy T. from Cincinnati. Now, they are not ranked, okay, so it has nothing to do with ranking.
They're bad.
They are bad, okay? They are bad.
Tommy T, I would say.
Will they? Okay, let me stop you. Will they fire Tommy Tuberville, who has a $2.4 million buyout?
2.4? 2.4. That ain't nothing.
Chicken feet even at University of Cincinnati?
Yeah, they'll fire.
So you think he's
got 30% chance.
30% chance. Here's you another one from Boston College, Steve Adazio. I don't keep up with him very much.
I don't have any idea.
I'm kind of with you, so I don't know about that one. Another one that's listed, Dave Doran, who is at North Carolina State. He's on the hot seat. Don't know much about.
Boy, North Carolina State, if they'd pulled that upset with Clemson that they had.
I had it.
I mean, all they had to do is kick a straight-on field goal.
I don't think he'd be on the hot seat.
Nope.
You know, it's just a fine line. You know, it truly
ask
is.
Les Miles.
That's right.
Les Miles on
1 second. 1 second. And then here's one I'm sure you're thrilled that is on the hot seat.
Did y'all hear in the football game the other day when the announcers were like, if I'm the other team, I'd rather have 2 seconds on the clock than...
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's your favorite. At number six, Kevin Sumlin, Texas A&M.
Oh, wow. That one is a puzzler for me, Ronnie, because at the beginning of the year...
They got up to number four.
Yeah, I would have said Sumlin, this is his last season without a miracle, and he pretty much pulled off a miracle to be where he was. But I still think the entire time it was smoke and mirrors. Texas A&M I don't think was ever as good as what people thought they were.
Well, they should have. It's obvious they should have never been put in that number four spot.
He may get a little leniency because his quarterback got hurt. I'd say he's 50-50.
50-50. Okay. 50-50 whether he's back or
maybe
not.
Maybe 64. I think he got a 60% chance of staying.
And I don't remember what his buyout is, but I'm sure it's pretty hefty because his
salary. I know he does have a big buyout, Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah. Is that the largest one? I wonder is that the largest one in NC?
$32 to $33 million
buyout.
And LSU is interested.
Still interested. Money is no object.
Apparently not.
I mean, how did Jimbo swing that?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a complete magician.
Yeah. 32, he makes Chris Angel look like nothing. Say it's $32 million. All right, you gotta buy him out at $32 million. I don't even think that includes his assistant coach.
That's probably, you're right. That's probably
so
just
let's
him.
Say $40 million by the time you buy out the assistant.
Sure.
Then you've got to pay him a salary, right?
Yeah.
He's probably going to get $6-7 million probably to leave Florida State to go to LSU.
Yeah.
All right, so you're at $46 million. Then they're paying Les Miles. He also had a buyout of what, $9 million?
At least that, right. If not more.
Let's say $10 million.
$10 million.
We're at $56 million. That don't count his assistant coaches.
That doesn't count his assistant.
So say half of it. Another $5 million, we're at $61 million. $61 million to change football coaches. This world has gone crazy.
Nuts. Right.
And we're paying our president $400,000 a year.
Yeah. And Trump's not even going to
take $1.
He didn't even know what it was. Did you see him the other night when they interviewed him? They asked him about the salary and he said, no, I'm not going to take it. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, he don't need it.
He could pay that out of his petty cash.
Yeah. $400,000 salary for him. Please.
And it's not worth his
time. That's $4 to us.
Did you know if Bill Gates dropped $1,000, it wouldn't be worth his time to stop and pick it up?
Pick it up. I wish he'd drop it because I'd like to follow it. It's worth my time. I'd crawl like a serpent.
I want to tell this story. I think I've told you, Ronnie, but we had a guy who worked for us, and he was a great guy.
Yeah.
But just all his electricity, the wires wouldn't hook up.
They burn up.
Right. And he would find a quarter or a dime, whatever, and it would tickle him to death. And so he would talk about how much money he had found out on the side of the road. And so the guys on the crew got to aggravating him, and they would drop a quarter here, a dime there, and nickel, you know, and he would watch him. He'd go there in a little bit. He didn't see them drop it, but he would find it. And he'd stick it in his pocket and just tickle him to death. So they were getting the biggest kick out of it. Oh, I never called his name. He told me one day he stopped and picked up a nickel or a dime, whatever it was, stuck it in his pocket and said, I got me another one. I said, yeah, you sure do. He said, as long as they keep dropping them, I'll keep picking them up. He knew the entire time that they were dropping them. They thought they were getting one on him. So.
Oh, man. Hey, Jason, we've got just about a minute, and then we've got another break here. Hey, the last one on the hot seat is Mr. Brian Kelly from Notre Dame.
Gone.
I agree with you. They're sitting, I believe, at 4-6 right now. So that's and they not hadn't been good in a while.
And
so.
That is a underpaid job, remember?
Yes, it is. You told me, and I was.
Oh, at one point one, something?
Yeah. I was just absolutely flabbergasted at the – that the minimum amount of money.
Joe Pace, if you are listening, give us a call, 737-9505, and tell us why Notre Dame can't pay their football coach.
That's right.
Who are they going to get at $1 million? I mean, to us, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I mean, you know, UAB's coach probably makes that.
Oh, yeah.
Jacksonville State.
Yeah. Hoover's coach probably makes that.
you are probably right. So, hey, those are maybe some of the top guys that may be on the hot seat. We went through about seven of them, but I'm sure there's more than that. And some of those, depending on how they finish up, they may be off the hot seat. So,
Dan Mullen's not far from the hot seat.
No, he's not. He's not.
Time to go to a break, guys. But before we do that, I want to let everyone know that I've just learned that we've had an officer-involved shooting here in Coleman County. The good news is the officer apparently is not injured. Sheriff Gentry just did a little spill about 5 or 10 minutes ago. I didn't watch it because I was listening to y'all, but I did read the article, and I don't know the details either, but just to be aware of that. It happened on County Road 1223, which is Old 31, up near the Morgan County line. So avoid that area if you happen to be out there.
Was the person doing the shooting shot injured? Or?
Did not read that part either. We might tune in and listen to his briefing when we get back from the break if you want to.
Yeah, sounds like I
would like to do that.
And with that being said, time to check in now with news from the Alabama Radio Network, and that's brought to us the service of our friends at Coleman Regional. So we'll be back with Sports Talk Live here in just a minute. Thanks, guys.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio, and now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center. You don't have to go vegan or take up yoga to improve your health. You can store some healthy snacks at work, like almonds or mandarin oranges. Read nutrition labels, wash your hands frequently, and stick to a regular sleep schedule. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why, at Coleman Regional, we offer so many. For info on free screenings, to find your doctor, and more, you can visit ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional. Live exceptional.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Tuscaloosa native Ross Harris found guilty in the death of his toddler son. 22-month-old Cooper Harris died June 18, 2014, when he was left in a hot SUV. Harris charged with malice murder after investigators concluded he left the child to die on purpose. They also charged him with felony murder, which does not require proof of intent to kill. He was found guilty on both murder charges. Defense attorneys had said the boy's death was a tragic accident. A robber remains on the loose. Tuscaloosa police looking for a black male about 5 feet 10, weighing around 200 pounds, in connection with a robbery at the Dollar General on 14th Street near the UA campus. Anyone with information about this armed robbery is urged to contact Crime Stoppers or University Police. And a Birmingham firefighter burns his arm while working with a crew in an abandoned house fire in Inslee. Tonight we'll see the largest moon since 1948, the supermoon, 15% brighter, 16% bigger than usual. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Three people are in custody after an attempted robbery and deadly shooting in Oxford. A man shot in the chest later died at the hospital. Suspects said to be in their early 20s. Smoke seen over some parts of Alabama today thanks to wildfires along the Tennessee-Georgia border, reducing visibility to 1 mile at times in parts of Cherokee, DeKalb, and Etowah counties. And when it comes to smoke in Blount County, officials ask you not to dial 911. Only do so when you see flames. Caleb Branch, director of the service, explains.
The goal is to decrease the amount of non-emergency 911 calls into our center, as well as make sure that the resources at the fire department are freed up to be able to handle real emergencies and actual fires if they are occurring, rather than spending time and energy riding around investigating smoke complaints.
He tells WBRC the ban on burning statewide remains in effect. And AAA reports average price per gallon of gas at $2 in Alabama. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
In money news, the Tennessee Valley Authority has sold an unfinished nuclear power plant in northeast Alabama for $111 million. Nuclear Holdings, LLC, a Washington, D.C.-based company, promising in its bid to bring 2,000 permanent jobs to the northern part of our state and up to 4,000 temporary construction jobs with the sale of the Belafonte nuclear plant. Company says it plans a $13 billion investment to bring the plant online as an energy producer. Work started at the site in the mid-1970s, but the TVA never finished the two reactors. Plant as demand for electricity softened. Birmingham-based Southern Research expanding its work on Zika virus. The government's awarded the nonprofit organization a contract extension worth $650,000. It'll be used to expand a screening effort, including testing of the virus. Press conference set for tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Lawson State Community College. Alabama education and business leaders expected to make a major announcement about workforce development. I'm Angie Norfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
On a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, Thanksgiving just around the corner, and running, Thanksgiving coming up. I know everybody starts putting on Facebook, I'm thankful for this, thankful for that, but we've got so much to be thankful for. Even through all the politics and things that have went on, just to be an American citizen.
Absolutely.
And enjoy the freedoms that we have. Man,
no question.
We are blessed beyond measure.
Yes, we are. No question whatsoever.
And if you happen to be one of the Hollywood stars that want to move because Trump was elected, then please
have at
do.
It.
Yeah, please do. You know, Canada sent a message. They didn't want them. So.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And did you know that there is actually
believe Trump didn't, like, offer to send them back. You know, he's got the money.
Oh, yeah. There is actually a name for this now. I think it's TARD. Did you see that?
No.
Trump. Jay, I know you had to see it. It's TARD, but it's Trump. What is it?
Yeah. No.
Some kind of acronym, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up, but anyway.
No. I have no idea.
They're still letting kids out of class to cope with it.
Oh,
Trump.
Some kind of syndrome.
Yeah.
I cannot think of what that is. Talk about sports or something. I'm going to look it up.
You'll see if you find it. But hey, Jason, you know, the college football poll will come out tonight. I think you said it's supposed to be out about 6 o'clock. The AP poll for this week is as follows. Number one, of course, Alabama. Number two, Ohio State. They're up four spots from last week. Louisville comes in at number three. They're up two spots. Michigan drops to four. They move down two places. Clemson, they also moved down two. They were at three last week. They're at five now. And then the other team that lost was Washington, and they dropped four spots from the four down to the seven. So that's the AP poll.
All right. TARD. And TARD. You can look it up. Google it, T-A-R-D. It is Trump Acceptance Resistance Disorder.
Oh, my.
And this is all seriousness, not a joke. There really is, according to them, you can be diagnosed with TARD.
Yeah.
Again, Trump Acceptance Resistance Disorder.
Good grief.
A new disease. That's just what we needed.
Unbelievable. I've never heard of it.
Can you believe that? Do you think that would have happened if Hillary had been elected and some Trump people had been crying and just...
No. And they wouldn't be out. And if the roles had been reversed, I don't think there'd been people out protesting and, holding up the type of signs that's been held up.
Hey, so. It would have been cool, though, if it had been Hillary, because it would have been card.
Card.
No, and if people had been protesting running, they would have been called racist.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Homophobes.
Yeah.
You name it. So.
Yep. I agree.
Jay, have you found the news?
I have.
All right. We'll let Jay take it to the news then.
So this is a news conference that was put on by Sheriff Gentry a few minutes ago about the shooting I mentioned before the top of the hour that happened out on Old 31. Let's see if I can pull this up now.
We're just going to stick to the facts on this. Today at approximately 1:15, our deputies responded to an incident on County Road 1223. We had received a call of an individual that was in possession of a rifle, and he had been firing that rifle. Once the deputy arrived, the individual came out. There were shots fired at the deputy with the rifle. The deputy returned fire, striking the individual. Currently, at this time, the deputy is okay. The individual is in critical condition at an undisclosed hospital. We called in the State Bureau of Investigation to handle the officer-involved shooting. But I want to say this on a personal note. This is something that our deputies at the Sheriff's Office here in Coleman County deal with on a daily basis. And that's individuals that have mental problems. This is something that law enforcement and sheriffs across the state of Alabama and the state of the United States are dealing with. Currently, all the funding has been cut to help those people. And I think it is time that that the state of Alabama recognizes that our law enforcement officers, our deputies, are dealing with these individuals daily and putting their lives in danger to protect not only the families, but the citizens of those counties, the citizens of Coleman County. And I think it's an issue that needs to be addressed with the mental issue across the state of Alabama.
You said the deputy was shot at. Was he injured in any way?
No, the deputy is fine.
Was he the only deputy on the call?
No. There was a deputy that was about a minute behind him when he arrived on scene.
Now, the suspect, did he live at the property that the deputies were called out to?
Yes. And I'll put this out. We're limited to what information we can release on the specifics of the case because it is being investigated by the State Bureau of Investigation. So there's a lot of details that I cannot release at this time.
Do you know where the suspect was shot?
Those are details that we cannot release at this time.
Sheriff, would you say that your officer returned fire? Or is there some other scenario that might have went on there?
No, that is correct. The deputy did return fire.
Did the deputy approach the home and come to the door? Or did the man see him and come out?
Those are specific details that we'll have to refer to the State Bureau of Investigation to release in the investigation.
Can you discuss who made this call, who alerted you guys to this suspect firing shots?
With it being an ongoing investigation, those details will have to be released at a later time.
Anyone else in the home?
There were people, other people present.
You talked about a mental health playing a role in this. Had there been a history of calls to this particular home?
We're not. What I'm relaying is specifically the deputy's daily activity. We answer mental health calls daily, weekly, and we see it across the state of Alabama and also in Coleman County. So not to get too far in the details of this incident, what I am saying is that it's time that the state of Alabama steps up and helps law enforcement and the citizens of their communities with the mental health issues. We have to have somewhere to get people help and treatment, and that is not currently the situation.
Sheriff, I know you're not a mental health professional, but specifically what would you have the state do to help Coleman County and other counties in the state in that regard?
One of the things that we see that we face is there's nowhere to place individuals that have mental health needs. All the funding was cut for those facilities, so what we are seeing and what we deal with is outpatient treatment. They go in for a couple days, 48 hours, and then they're released. And that's not a good, positive solution for our communities.
Other than the threat to the deputy by the suspect firing on the deputy. Were there any threats made by the suspect to any other people? Was he shooting at anyone else in any scenario like that?
Sure. With it still being on investigation, we cannot release those details.
So, but just to be clear, the suspect, y'all are not sure if he had mental issues or not. You're just saying that's something that your deputies face day to day.
That's correct.
Sheriff, as far as the timeline on the investigation from the state, when do you expect that to conclude and have more information available?
I will refer those questions to the state and their director of communications.
Can you say, and I'm just throwing this out there, can you say, because somebody wanted to know, does this person have any relation to someone who is in law enforcement with the sheriff's office?
Not to my knowledge.
What's going to happen to the deputy now?
Be like any other investigation. We will coordinate with the State Bureau of Investigation, and they will conduct. We have a program in place to assist deputies with traumatic incidents, and we have started that process. And that deputy's family and the sheriff's office are all in, should be in all of our prayers, or in my prayers. You know, these deputies put their lives on the line daily. For each one of us, and we live in the greatest community in the state of Alabama. Coleman County is one of the greatest. We have a lot of citizen support, and so I know that that our deputies receive that support from our citizens.
Can you recall the last time there has been a deputy involved shooting for the Coleman County Sheriff's Office?
We've had a couple shooting incidents. It's been a little bit over a year for a deputy.
You mentioned the deputy didn't arrive to the call alone. Was he the only one who fired shots from the sheriff's department?
With it being an ongoing investigation, we cannot release those details.
Do you know how many shots were fired at the deputy?
That's one of those details that we cannot release.
And this might be also, but one other question. You said there was another deputy on the call. Was he there when the guns were fired?
The deputy was close. You know, anytime deputies respond to a call involved in our counties, it's a lot of times our deputies are spread out. So sometimes backup is what we would call it, can be minutes away or 30 minutes away, you know, so.
Was the deputy wearing a body camera?
Those are details that will be released at a later time.
Is there a specific town that we call County Road, that 5900 block of County Road 1223, is that correct?
Yes, sir, 1223.
What would be the mailing address?
It would be Vinemont Community.
Vinemont Community.
Or they may consider it Fallful because it's close to the county line, so. Because it's pretty close to the Morgan County line, so.
All right, that's Sheriff Matt Gentry, and welcome to the 21st century of media in America. You know, you can pull that right off of social media and broadcast it out to the world. Been a shooting happened in the north corner of the county near Vinemont and the Morgan County line, and that was the press conference happened about 20 minutes ago with Sheriff
Jay,
Matt Gentry.
How did you know that? How did you get word on that?
Well, that's two of the things that I really want to push here with the radio station. We monitor social media, and I want to get a scanner. We've already got a scanner in here, but if I can get the radio station built up to the level where we have real-time personnel in here, then, you know, that's one of the things we want to do is break in and bring local news, you know, to the community. So
right.
That's how I learned about it, social media.
Okay. Good deal.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back into the sports world. How about it?
Sounds like a winner.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba,
Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Friday, December 9th at the Coleman Civic Center. The music, the moves, the memories of the king lives on. Christmas with Elvis, the ultimate tribute event as Stephen Freeman performs Elvis's Christmas gospel and rock and roll hits live on stage. Advance tickets on sale at KingTribute Live.com and the Coleman Civic Center. One night with you, Coleman, to prove Elvis is still the king. Don't miss Christmas with Elvis at the Coleman Civic Center, Friday, December 9th at 7:30. Visit KingTribute Live.com for more information.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Want to go back to the 80s? Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And that reminds me of basketball. So I think we'll talk a little basketball. Ronnie, my partner in crime, had to check out earlier. His wife experiencing car problems, and so good luck to them.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No, never a good thing, especially when it's your wife and dark is sitting in. So luckily she's here in town, though, so couldn't be in a better place unless she was at home. Basketball, we talked a lot about football. Basketball now starting up in the college ranks. High school's also starting, as Ronnie said earlier. But tonight, if you are into basketball, tonight might be the night you want to flip over to ESPN starting at 6 Central Time. They're going to be a good one. Kentucky Wildcats 2-0 versus Michigan State 0-1. And also tonight, probably don't care about these games, but Holy Cross, Syracuse, St. Francis, Virginia, Long Beach State, North Carolina. Get to a good game at 8:30 Central Time, also on ESPN. Duke, the number one team in the nation at 2-0, plays Kansas, the number seven team in the nation, who is 0-1. Now, they are playing in the State Farm Champions Classic. And, yes, that's the same tournament Kentucky and Michigan State is each year. Beginning of the season, some of the better teams, top-ranked teams, get together for a tournament somewhere. This one being played at Madison Square Gardens, I think. So, Kentucky, Michigan State, followed by Duke and Kansas. Great night for basketball. If you're hung up on football, don't want to talk about the round ball. You're going to have to wait for quality games. This weekend probably going to be one of the worst weekends of the year. Going to be snoozers. Alabama playing Chattanooga. Chattanooga, I think, has lost two games this year, but just a totally different brand of football than what Alabama plays. So if that's not enough to bore you to death, you might check out Auburn and Alabama A&M. And to tell you the truth, if Auburn don't play any better, Alabama A&M may take them down. So that coming up this weekend, not a lot of good games, but well, maybe you can find one. Again, on the college basketball, go over the rankings as of now. Don't mean a whole lot right now. In fact, it really don't mean anything throughout the year since they have a 67 team, I think, playoff now, 60-something. So the number one team will be decided at the end of the year. But as of right now, Duke, the number one team in the nation in both polls, 1,613 points in the AP top 25, followed by Kentucky, 1,508. Duke, 58 first-place votes. Kentucky won. Villanova coming in at number three with five first-place votes, 1,492 points. Oregon, number four. North Carolina, the Tar Heels, my son's favorite team, coming in at five. Indiana, coming in at number six, one first-place votes, followed by Kansas, Virginia, and Wisconsin, and Arizona. If you're looking for Alabama or Auburn, look somewhere else other than the top 25 because neither made the top 25. Even though they're good news for basketball fans, Alabama and Auburn both currently at this point, now this will change, but at this point, they are, I think, both in the top 10 in recruiting in basketball. So Alabama has signed a couple of five-star recruits. Auburn has a five-star and two four-stars. So hopefully somewhere down the road, the people of Alabama can go to Tuscaloosa or Auburn and enjoy quality basketball again. Been a long time since we've been able to do that here in the state of Alabama. Of course, Alabama fans don't care that much since they're enjoying probably another national championship year in football.
Yeah, do you ever watch this Funny Man Jones on Facebook with his weekly updates on the games?
I have never even heard of that.
You've never heard? All right, let me see. We keep funny, talking. I'm gonna
Funny Man Jones.
I'm gonna pull this up. Keep talking.
All right. Again, Alabama, as Ronnie likes to say, four out of the last seven national championships, and sure looks like gonna be five out of the last eight after this year. So I don't think we'll ever see this again, as we've talked about many times before. Nick Saban, the University of Alabama, just a circumstance of the right person being in the right place. Alabama, top football school in the nation, and now has the top coach in the nation. So, as we said earlier, the rich get richer.
All right, you're only going to get half of the message, since you're only going to hear the audio.
Is this going to have any wordy dirds in it?
No. It's entertaining.
Okay.
Let's see.
No one thought it was going to be this close.
This map is suddenly 50-50.
NBC News projecting that Donald Trump...
She needs a miracle.
...to introduce to you the president-elect of the United States.
We voted. Shut up. Football alone. Early game. So get this over with.
Yeah, it says BAM.
Touchdown.
MSU. Yeah.
Touchdown.
20-0.
Touchdown.
30-0.
Woo!
37-3.
Boy, they done waved the white cowbell.
51-3.
Maybe South Carolina should stop hiring old Florida coaches. Well, Kentucky, I was rooting for you. And Tennessee, you ain't back. Stop.
I'm not going to tell you what he's laughing at.
No. See, it was a good game. Always is a good game. Great in-state rivalry. The state of Georgia should be very proud. Not going to lie. Did not know they were playing today.
Missouri and Vandy.
Okay, LSU, we see you. We didn't see you last week, but we see you. I don't know what's going on in College Station.
Yeah. Ole Miss and Tampa.
But I think the gig is up. Yeah, Bama already got theirs out the way. See what the rest of the playoff team's up to.
He's got a sign behind him that's got number 1, 2, 3, and 4.
All the way and good.
Truth be told, they probably should have lost about three by now anyway.
And now Clemson's
hey,
off the
down,
sign.
Harbaugh. We know you got it.
Right through, and the Hawkeyes have stunned the Wolverines. Michigan unbeaten no more.
And now Michigan's off the scene.
All right, UW, it's on you. I like what I see. Let's get it.
And the only people left is number 1 and 4.
Bama beat the team you just lost to by 46. No, you don't.
You don't want Bama.
Does anybody really want to be in the playoff?
And the only people on the sign is number 1.
I think I know who should be in.
And then he adds number 2, 3, and 4.
I think that if the committee is looking for the best teams.
He just added Troy, 8-1, Jacksonville State, 9-1,
and see who's really playing the best.
And University
football.
Of North Alabama.
And I think they'll see that the best one. Teams in the country are pretty close to each other. Hey, somebody got to go.
And then he says,
"We are
the state of college football."
Since some of these other schools don't want it, give it to the ones that do. What? It's a thought.
Worth watching.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out sometime.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. You can find it.
He's got a good point. Alabama, if you look throughout the state, man, football is being played in the state of Alabama. Auburn, Alabama, UAB soon to be back, and now UNA strong as usual. Jacksonville State.
What conference is UNA even in? I don't really follow them.
I have no idea. Once it gets
I know
past
they have
the
a
SEC.
Team. That's about all I know.
All right, 5:27. So we're going to quit about 30 minutes early today since my partner in crime is gone, and we'll get home in time to see the new poll release. Going to be a lot of new names at the top, or will they stay pretty much the same since everybody lost? I don't know. I think Ohio State will be. I'll go ahead and get my top four. Alabama, followed by Ohio State, Louisville, and coming in at number 4, I'm going to say will be, this is going to be tough, the Michigan Wolverines at number 4 with a loss. That's going to be my top 4. You write that down, Jay.
I'm thinking about it.
All right, Alabama, Ohio State, Louisville, Michigan. That's Jason's top 4, and it'll probably look nothing like that when they call it out tonight, but worth a guess. All right, Thursday we'll have...
That's about what it is this week, is nothing but gas.
Right? Yeah, that's it. We will have Dan the Man on with us, Chris Andrews, Rex Chambers, all coming up Thursday, so be sure to join us. Chris Andrews on fire with his picks, so get you a pen and paper and be sure to jot down his winners. Until Thursday, I'll leave you with I can't say a big war eagle, so I'll just say war eagle. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be back Thursday.
We'll all be praying for them, Jason.
Yeah, well, they need it.
Yeah.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.